Mr. President, distinguished delegates, on the recommendations for the promotion of freedom of religion in Malaysia, one issue under this heading is on the issue of unilateral conversion. The instances of unilateral conversion in Malaysia do materialize due to the right provided in Article 12, Sub 4 of the Federal Constitution, which stated that the religion of a person under the age of 18 years shall be decided by his parent or guardian. Present cases that have come before Malaysia's court challenging the legality of these instances have similar facts, which is the divorced parents who converted to Islam also converted his child or children to Islam unilaterally. In 2007, in the case of Subashiri, the Federal Court, which is the highest appellate court in Malaysia, had decided that unilateral conversion of Subashini's elder son was constitutional, interpreting the word parent in Article 12, Sub 4 of the Federal Constitution to be singular. However, in the recent decision in January 2018, in the case of Indira Gandhi, the Federal Court has decided that parent to mean the consent of both parents are considered before a certificate of conversion to Islam can be issued in respect of the children. It must be highlighted that in Malaysia court, the doctrine of judicial precedent or stare decisis is in operation and highly alive in practice. So in abiding to this precedence on this issue of unilateral conversion, a High Court judge in Kuala Lumpur on 16 October 2018 has allowed a judicial review application by Lee Chang Yong, a Buddhist man, and quashed the unilateral conversion of his own children to Islam by their Muslim mother. The judge in deciding said it was not in dispute that the conversion of children now aged 5 and 10 was not done by both parents. On the issue of judicial independence, the independence of judges, or more aptly termed a judicial independence, is a constitutional concept that is based on the doctrine of separation of power, where the three organs of the government, co-equal in status, act as a checks and balance upon each other. From 2009 to 2018, the diversity of the appointment of judges in Malaysia can clearly be shown either based on gender, races and backgrounds, even though the appointment is based on a fair process and solely on merit. So the recent appointment of the new Chief Justice on 11 July 2018 has been hailed as honouring the judicial independence, celebrate Malaysia diversity and rekindle the spirit of tolerance. It furthers the spirit of the Malaysia Agreement. In fact, today during the launching of a book the Chief Justice has the Chief Justice of Malaysia has stated that judges, especially those of the Supreme Court, were not civil servants as their salaries were from a consolidated fund. They are appointed by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to dispense justice. They should not be executive binded in their role. Furthermore, I would like to highlight to thank Algeria for highlighting one the important task of judges ethics committees in Malaysia, which also ensures the independence of judiciary in Malaysia. For that, thank you very much.